This is WNYC. I'm Julianne Welby. A lot of people are heading to church or to temple this week. It's Passover. It's also Holy Week. You might be forgiven, though, if you choose to go to the movies instead. This week, Heaven is for Real, starring Greg Kinnear, hits the theaters. It's the fourth biblical or faith-based film to go into wide release this year, and it's not the last. In total, we'll be seeing more than a half dozen faith-based films in wide release this year, from the big-budget Noah to more modestly budgeted films like God's Not Dead. Here to talk about them is Kristen Meinzer of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome back, Kristen.
Hi, nice to be back. Thanks.
Why is God such a hot topic for the movies this year?
Well, there are a couple of theories out there. Now, one of them has to do with the success of a 10-part series that aired on the History Channel last year in March by Mark Burnett of the Survivor Show series. He put together a 10-part series on the Bible, and it was so successful that it attracted larger audiences than Game of Thrones, than The Walking Dead. It was incredible how many people watched this series. And so a lot of people saw, oh, there's money in this. But there's also just the chance that the timing is very good right now. We have a lot of people, especially in conservative Christian communities and Tea Partiers, who might feel that their life, their values are under attack right now. And now might be a good time in their hearts that they feel it's important to put those messages out.
Do you feel that filmmakers are trying to get big crowds with these religious movies, or are there motivations behind them otherwise?
I really think that it varies quite a bit. Mark Burnett said that as far as he's concerned, it really is. He's trying to attract people to the Word of God. And so what he did earlier this year is he took that 10-part Bible series, he condensed it and released it in the form of a film called Son of God. And it's a very long movie, not as long as the 10-part series, but it's a very long movie that tells of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus.
Kristen, do these films tend to do well traditionally if they're about the Bible?
Some of them have actually done exceptionally well. For example, The Passion of the Christ about 10 years ago, you might recall that that movie was kind of the last big biblical movie that we saw that came out because there was a lot of controversy around it. It was accused of having anti-Semitic sentiments in it and so on. But the box office numbers were fantastic for that film. And of the top 15 grossing films of all time, Ten Commandments is up there. So these movies can do very well.
And of course, a lot of people will be gathering around to watch Ten Commandments in their living rooms this weekend. Let's hear a bit from the movie Heaven is for Real, which is opening this week. It's based on the Todd Burpo best-selling book, and it's about a boy who survives an appendicitis attack and starts seeing God. So we'll hear from Greg Kinnear, who plays a pastor, talking to the boy's mother, played by Kelly Riley, and her older daughter, played by Lane Stiles.
If you punch somebody, there must have been a good reason for it.
They were making fun of Colton. They made fun about him sitting on Jesus' lap.
Honey, you know you should have turned the other cheek, though, right?
I did turn his other cheek when I hit him.
I've never heard turn the other cheek used that way. That's pretty funny.
Well, I wouldn't say the movie's especially comedic, though. I mean, I think they do try to have a few moments of tenderness and humor, but the movie does feel a little bit heavy-handed and as far as its message of Christianity and life after death and a very particular kind of Christianity of primarily white people, of a blue-eyed Jesus, of pastoral rural America. It's a very specific kind of Christianity that they're showing in this movie.
How about the other faith-based films you've seen of late? Are they good?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't really liked most of the biblical films that have come out this year. Some of them have been a little bit too literal, in my opinion, like Son of God, where there wasn't a lot of creativity. There wasn't a lot of taking advantage of the film medium for what it could be. Noah actually chose to completely go a different direction. You have monsters made out of rocks. We have bazookas. But my biggest problems with that movie were really that I think the book of Noah or the story of Noah already is so interesting that they didn't really need bazookas and rock monsters to make the story of Noah good.
Well, there are some more religious-based films coming out. Do you anticipate they'll be any better?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with so many coming out this year, some are bound to be good. And the one I'm most looking forward to is Ridley Scott's movie Exodus, starring Christian Bale. Who doesn't love the Exodus story? The Ten Commandments is going to be on network TV this weekend. And we all love the Ten Commandments. So it's, you know, another telling of the Ten Commandments, of the Moses story, of the plagues and so on. And I think that there's a lot of potential for that movie to be very exciting and fun to watch.
Kristen Meinzer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kristen is co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and she's culture producer for The Takeaway. You can get the podcast at moviedatepodcast.org. This is WNYC.